WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in the Houston area. Unrelenting rain, evacuations and high water rescues continued for yet another day, and with the forecast calling for the rain to end overnight, CBS's Janet Shamlian says it's still dangerous.
It's been a rough weekend here for people in the flood zone and for first responders like Houston police who've been out in these boats in rough, fast-moving water. And while the rain seems to be slowing down, the threat is widening.
One death was reported today, a four-year-old boy who was in a vehicle caught up in flooding water. The latest round of Gaza ceasefire talks appear to be on hold, with CBS News learning they are close to collapse. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to resist pressure to halt the war.
If Israel is forced to stand alone, Israel will stand alone. But we know we are not alone, because countless decent people around the world support our just cause.
The war in Gaza is still roiling college campuses. CBS's Christian Benavides reports protests have been mixed with commencements.
Demonstrations continued across the country, from UT Austin in Texas to DePaul University in Chicago, where police responded after tense moments between pro-Palestine and pro-Israeli protesters.
Ceasefire now!
Ceasefire now!
The campus demonstrations have led to divisions inside the Democratic Party, just as President Joe Biden is in the middle of a tough re-election campaign.
In Los Angeles, UCLA says it will return to regular operations tomorrow now that police have cleared out the pro-Palestinian encampment there. International Holocaust Remembrance Day observances see Holocaust survivors and families coming together with memories.
97-year-old Holocaust survivor Mary Bauer clearly remembers being in Auschwitz, and she also says what's happening now with the anti-Semitism, protests on college campuses, she's scared.
It's awfully difficult, especially today, because I have the fear in my country here. What I have felt at the time when my grandmother saw Mussolini and Hitler shaking hands. It's an uncomfort.
She's hoping more young people will learn about the Holocaust and stop spreading hate. Emily Valdez for CBS News, Los Angeles.
In a suburb of Paris, the world's longest baguette ever was baked this day, as we hear from Guinness World Records adjudicator Joanne Brent.
This Guinness World Records title for the longest baguette at 140 meters. 40.534 meters.
461 feet. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Local Music Authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Stay. The rest of our lives.
music and death are spoken on first lips. All of my life had only one purpose. Don't take it away. Music and death are spoken on first lips. All of my life had only one purpose. Don't take it away. Music and death are spoken on first lips. All of my life had only one purpose.
You want. Hello, and welcome to Maxing Kevy on Civic Media. I'm your host, Emshell, and I'll be playing the best Wisconsin-made hard rock, punk, and metal from now until midnight. I kicked the night off with a double dip from the band Would You Kindly, with their songs Blood in the Water and a brand new single, Ain't That a Shame. We've got more music from Wisconsin ahead, so stay right here. This is Maxing Kevy. I'm your host, and I can't wait to play all of this great original music for you. And plus, there's an interview with local music extraordinaire Andrew David Weber. But first, let's play music from Apex Aura. This is Cliff.
I spend most of my days on the edge of a cliff, wondering if I jump, will I fall to my death? Will wings spread from my back before I take my last breath? Or will death take its toll and crush the life I've lived? There's a war in my mind, no matter how high I climb. These voices, they tell me lies, the most venomous kind that keep me crippled inside. There's a war in my mind, so I leap from the edge. I believe I can fly. Later from your grasp and leave you behind. You've got to live, don't let fear leave you blind. If your heart's set on it, just reach for the sky. There's a war in my mind, no matter how high I climb. These voices, they tell me lies, the most venomous kind.
You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. That was It Commands by All Meridians. Thank you for tuning in tonight to get your dose of heavy. Made possible by our wonderful sponsors like Ignite, Glass, and Gifts. With three locations in Madison, it's really easy to support local hand-blown glass. Visit them online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And our sponsors at Carbon 4 Brewing. I love this brewery. It's a great location on Madison's east side, delicious local food, live music, and exclusive brews. Check out their website for upcoming events and tap list, carbon4.com. Now back to more heavy with Carbellion. Pity the Back Seat up next.
It's the guy with the rings, man! The guy with the rings!
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Vaccination will get me through this somehow. Yeah, I know, yeah, I know, yeah, I know.
Welcome back. I'm Emshel, your host for Heavy. That was something to do with their song Sweet Caffeination. Catch them at Scapleton on May 10th and at High Noon Saloon in Madison on June 21st. You can listen to Civic Media anywhere, anytime. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite Civic Media station just by saying play and the call letters like this. Play the Shaw 101 FM. Don't go anywhere. I've got more music on the way, plus I'll be chatting with Andrew David Weber about the local music scene and his plans for this year. Only here on Max Inc. Heavy.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Insert coin. Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Wasn't he making you cry, and weren't you living in secret? And isn't what you become a result of this pain? The fact that someone could poison a mind so sacred, plain unacceptably putting a strain on my brain. Yet you hold on to the notion that you can change him. As he's changing your smile into a scowl, and as he softens his voice, you believe you may tame him. But don't be deceived, you should know he's a wolf down to the howl. We'll be right back. did you cry and I keep all of your secrets? I don't judge what you become as a result of this pain. The fact that someone could poison a mind so sacred, it is unbearably killing my heart and my brain.
It's M-Shell here on Maxing Heavy. I have Andrew David Weber with me, an extraordinary musician, songwriter, and performer. How are you doing today, Andrew?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I am fantastic and living the dream, as they say. So introduce us to yourself and tell us where you're out of and what kind of projects and bands you work with.
Okay, so I'll probably try to keep this fairly short. I'm in 11 bands. So my name is Andrew David Weber. I have one band called the Andrew David Weber Band. And then being in 11 bands, I usually try to keep like four of them active at a time. So I'll just talk about the ones that are active. So American Progress is a punk rock band based in Milwaukee. And then I've got Whiskey of the Dan, which is a Celtic punk rock band based in Milwaukee. Then I've got Part-Time Problems, which is a pop punk band based in Reno, Nevada, St. Louis, Missouri, and Milwaukee. And then, Andrew David Weber Band I mentioned. And then I've got Mixtape, which is an 80s cover band based in Milwaukee.
So that keeps you pretty busy, I would imagine.
I've actually scaled back a lot to, I've been doing the family man thing. So I had to, instead of keeping all 11 active, I just, said, okay, let's put that at about half.
It's important if you're anything like all the musicians I know, you love playing music and it's hard to say no to awesome projects. That's a good way to find balance, but how do you balance it? Do you have any tips or tricks or anything like that?
Just be very, like if you have a spouse or a child, which, I have both in my current living situation, I have to prioritize them first and make sure that I'm getting that family time in. But then I also can't let that take away from really good opportunities that could be beneficial to my family as a whole. So what I've really been going through in the past couple of years is just weeding out a lot of those like fun exposure opportunities that I used to take just to have a good time but didn't really pay that much. And I've kind of focused that into like, all right, if I'm going to go out on the road, I got to make sure all my bases are covered and then I'm bringing home money to pay the electric bill.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something we all kind of have to focus on as well. Bills don't stop, utilities don't stop, and family always comes first. I'm sure it gets kind of challenging too, being on the road. How often do you tour?
Well, so it used to be a lot, and then with having the family and then my wife having some health complications and stuff, now I'll only go out, like for 2 weeks every few months or something like that. I used to go out for months at a time, come home to check the mail, leave again, that sort of deal, which is not sustainable in my current situation. Now I've got a big tour coming up in June. That's Andrew David Weber Band. We're going to go out east. We did a similar run last year. So now we're just, hitting that again to capitalize on it. And it's kind of like I said, I just have to really prioritize my touring now. Like, hey, is this going to pay the bills? Is this going to be fun? Am I going to burn out doing it? There's a lot more that goes into the decision making, I guess, than when I was in my 20s. I'm in my 30s now, so.
Sure.
Yeah, I can no longer just jump at every tour.
Yeah, the unfortunate, you wish that you could, because it's your passion and stuff. But again, all of that balance, so.
I think it's really, focusing that way, I kind of wish I would have been focusing this way before. Instead of, just being so focused on, oh, that's going to be a great time. Like, oh, yeah, that's going to be great exposure. Oh, just getting excited about that end of things. and not really thinking about the logistics so much. I feel like I could have, or what I'm finding is that I'm having just as good of a time on the road, if not better. And then I'm also getting myself and my family taken care of. So maybe it's just something that I think us musicians need to like take a step back and look at and be like, hey, you know, we could really make this sustainable.
Yeah, absolutely. Having a plan, you know, and the mindset behind it is great. So
if you are just tuning in, this is Max and Kevy on Civic Media, and I'm your host, Emshell. I'm here with Andrew David Weber, and he's talking about his experience as a professional musician, as well as an independent artist.
You're still independent.
Yeah.
So what's some of the challenges that you're seeing as an independent artist with booking these tours, you know, and, you know, obviously it sounds kind of like the balancing, but what can you give to some maybe newer artists, like how they can go about doing these kind of things as an independent artist?
Yeah, I think I do have some insight there. So basically, the biggest challenge of being an independent artist is being taken seriously. And that's by promoters, venues, labels, anybody. You'll find that you'll send out a million emails. You won't get a whole lot back, at least at first. Early on, I would actually email venues as somebody else. Like, I would just, like, I made up Insane Haven PR as a company, which I actually have sort of been taking a dive into now as a more serious venture, but I can get back to that. But anyway, so I would just say, hey, this is David. My name is Andrew David Weber, and I feel like I was lying. I would just say, hey, this is David. I've got this artist here, and I, you know, give the whole spiel, present a press kit and whatever. And I would get way more emails back just having, you know, some sort of representation, even though it was just me. So I'm not saying everybody needs like a fake, you know, manager to email people, but I definitely did that for a couple of years to get a lot of gigs that I've got now. And now I can just email a lot of those contacts as myself and whatever. But just like getting taken seriously as your own entity was so, so hard to overcome, because anytime you send an email or anything to anybody, it's unsolicited. You know, like you're kind of just jumping at, you know, you heard from so-and-so that this person was cool. Hopefully they'll email you back. And sometimes they do. So what I would say is like, you just got to email everybody. I would recommend doing it as yourself. But just email everybody, tell them what you got going on. Get a good press kit. If you have no press, really well-written bio and maybe a stage plot if it applies. Just make yourself look really, really put together, because that's what people are looking for. And then the biggest mistake that people make when trying to get gigs is actually like sending attachments. Like they'll send like an MP3 as an attachment, or they'll send like photos, promotional photos as an attachment. Send it as a link in the email. People hate attachments, and it's an almost guaranteed way to get people not to read your email.
A lot of the little things that I feel like musicians, you know, might not think of until they're, you know, maybe a little more experience under their belt, or they've cold called, as it were, you know, cold emailed, as it were, and yeah, had some of that response. You know, not everybody has the managerial approach.
Right, and it takes a long time to get that stuff down. And then a lot of people, too, they'll be like, well, I don't have a website or anything like that. There's nowhere to put it as a link. I mean, Bandcamp exists. Bandcamp is fantastic. I've gotten a lot of gigs just from sending them to my Bandcamp, because it's a link they can click. Otherwise, even just like uploading really good promotional videos that aren't public, like not just for social media clout, but they're just like pitching you to a prospective venue or promoter, just uploading that to like Google Drive and then taking the privacy restrictions off the link so that anybody can view it. And then anybody that you're sending that email to, you can actually insert the link and like even type something nice that looks, you know, professional, instead of just leaving the Google Drive /H/G/ whatever, you know, concoction of numbers and letters that's there. You can actually just insert the link properly, and it'll say like Andrew David Weber press kit.
Right.
And then that person goes, that link is like, it's not a super public thing, but anybody that with that link can view it.
Yeah, that's...
So that's kind of the way that I've been getting a lot of my gigs.
That's super awesome insight on it, too. I appreciate that, you know. I feel like we could have a whole episode just on that, so I'll definitely have to have you back for some more conversations on some of that. But
yeah, and I love it. So that area is kind of like, has become my specialty, because I've been, like, pretty much just a boots-on-the-ground performer trying to figure it out by myself with no representation for, like, 12 years.
Hey, everybody, this is M. Shell. We'll be right back with more Andrew David Weber and his priceless advice. He's going to be talking about his projects that he's working on and upcoming plans for this year in just a little bit. I thought we should get back to some music first, including some tunes from Andrew David Weber himself. So stick around. This is Maxine Kevy on Civic Media.
I saw the drink in your eyes before I saw it in your hand. I watched you smash to the floor. I watched you not understand. You said, take me back. I said, I wish I could in time. I wanted nothing to do with wanting nothing to do with you. Tried all my might, oh, but I still couldn't prove to you. There was no getting.
What's up, everyone? Thanks for listening to Maxing Heavy. I'm your host, M. Shell. That was Shame Me, the latest single from my guest, Andrew David Weber. We also heard his song, The Howl, right before the interview started, which is a personal favorite of mine. We'll be right back with Andrew in just a little bit to hear more juicy advice for independent artists. Plus, more Wisconsin-made original punk hard rock and metal, including Double Dip from thrash metalers Conniption, right after the break. But first, Sam Lyons is on the way, and Fuzz Dolly is coming up right now.
Take time. Update, download, now in sync mode.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today's tip is about saving at the supermarket. I'm talking about buying in bulk. I don't mean like mega bulk when you take your car to Costco and you fill the whole thing up with beef jerky and toilet paper. I'm talking about those dispensers at the grocery store, you know, the bins with the scoops in them, or those, you turn the thing and then you fill a little bag with nuts or beans or whatever. That's what I mean. Savings can range from just pennies cheaper to like 30 or even 50% off. I mean, things can really add up. Smart bulk buys are things like flour, sugar, dried beans, things like that. Now imagine you save even just 10 cents a day on one thing that you use every day. Over the course of a year, that's like 30 bucks. Imagine finding 10 things like that, 300 bucks. I mean, this can really add up. And that was your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.